I'm Vicki Merrick. The local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And this time, Elspeth talks with a man from Truro about hunting.
This time of year, it's still dark when Patrick Rickaby and his springer Ada leave home. They climb out of Patrick's truck at dawn, deep in the heart of Cape Cod National Seashore. Ada is a bird dog, and she and Patrick are here to hunt ringed-necked pheasant. Today, I'm tagging along.
This is the demarcation line. I always load and release her here.
So she knows.
Yeah, she's known that we're going since last night. Ada?
Patrick clips a bell onto Ada's collar so he can keep an ear on her, and loads his gun. The three whistles mean it's time to start working. Ada runs off in a zigzag pattern called quartering. She's looking for pheasants.
Her job is just to kind of wildly sniff them out and put them in the air.
Once a pheasant's in the air, Ada stays sitting until the bird is killed or Patrick whistles to release her. Then she retrieves the dead bird. This is the basic job of any bird dog, regardless of what they're hunting. These days in the seashore, the birds are almost always pheasants. Each fall, they're released there twice a week by the state.
This is the best and worst type of hunting to expose someone to, because these are put-and-take birds. They're stalked, and they don't belong here.
Ringed-neck pheasant are native to China, and the stalked birds are raised locally in pens. This means we'll likely have success hunting, but Patrick would rather hunt wild birds. Native species like bobwhite quail have been disappearing, and he thinks it's in part because of the way the Cape Cod National Seashore manages our land.
Unfortunately, they're taking, have since 61, taken a let's-do-nothing approach to the land. That's not really how nature works. There's 62 species of birds, songbirds included, that require, for their existence, human interaction with the land.
This is a long-standing debate that raises a lot of questions about how we humans relate to the land. For example, bobwhite quail live in old fields and hedgerows, grasslands, and open forests, places where people have shaped the habitat. And the birds have declined 85% across their American range since the 1960s. We're walking through an open forest on the edge of the dunes when a pheasant suddenly flies into the air.
You just put a bird up?
Whoa.
Fetch it up! Ada! Dead bird!
Wow.
Fetch it up! Good girl! Good girl! Leave it.
It's beautiful.
The pheasant is a male, bright crimson around its eye with a teal and blue head and a striking white ring around the neck. The feathers on the body are rusty brown and speckled with tan, and long, straight plumes make a stunning tail. Patrick tucks the bird gently into his bag, gives Ada a long drink of water, and stops for a few minutes to watch the sun keep climbing over the trees. I wonder out loud, why are so many of us so uncomfortable with hunting?
Yeah, that is a complex question. I mean, there's so many layers to that. There's the idea that it's bloodlust or blood sport, which, I mean, might be undeniable to some degree, isn't it? And isn't that kind of where we came from? So there's that. I think there's a general uncomfortability with killing. I mean, it's been said before, you can just go to Stop and Shop and buy a chicken. It's easier.
But to Patrick, that's not the same. He brings his kids out on a hunting trip at least once a year. He wants them to know where food comes from and to understand up close that another animal has died so that they can eat.
What ways have you guys eaten them?
Fricasseed, which is, you know, southern pounded flat and breaded. That's really good. Because again, it's like chicken. It's like having, you know, chicken cutlets. And eat them like chicken fingers. Just awesome, you know, just deep fry them. Bread them and deep fry them, and that's really good. I think in the freezer right now, I have one whole that's plucked. We were going to try one as a roaster. I don't think we've done that before. And sausage. Everything is good as sausage. Especially game, because it's so lean. You get to mix it with fat. It works out well.
I've never eaten a pheasant, or hunted anything, for that matter. But I do think all the time about where our food comes from, and the way our choices shape the land. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
Sometime between 2021 and 2024, the National Seashore plans to stop pheasant stalking. You can learn more about why and about the Outer Cape tradition of bird hunting on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.